Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new riggin' around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go-yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be.
What's up, everyone? It is awesome to be back again and to do another one of these episodes. Appreciate everybody that's been listening to the show. And lately, we've been taking things in a different direction, which I've been doing a lot of podcasts by myself. And it's been fun. You know, as much as I love guests and whatnot and having them come on to the show, this is really awesome because I feel like I get to talk to you guys. And my goal is to always figure out a way to touch your heart, touch your soul, and empower you. And whenever I'm doing these episodes, I swear to you, I don't plan none of this. We had no topic before this started. But I always have one favor to ask, all right? If you get value from this, if you get touched from this, if you feel for whatever reason that this was the message that you needed to hear, please share the show, please subscribe to the show, and send this episode to a friend, okay? Now, what I want to talk about today, guys, is a few different things, all right? And the first topic is finding peace when you are under pressure. And this is one of the hardest things to do, especially when you're an entrepreneur, because you could be getting pressure right now from your spouse. When I first got into real estate, that's where my pressure was coming into, like real big time, you know. And I'm just going to be upfront with everybody. Like during this time frame, I was selling weed, and I remember my wife, her belly was out to here, and she was just basically telling me, she's like, you got to find a job. You got to do something else. You got to figure this out, because when our son is born, I do not want you to keep selling weed. And I remember the pressure that was behind that. I was in a big damn hurry. I was like, I got to do something else. I got to figure out what else I can do. I got to figure out myself and who I want to be and where I want to go. Because what I was doing wasn't working. And it wasn't working. It wasn't productive. And there was only, and again, for I don't care what anybody says, you could be listening to this, you'd be the best drug dealer in the world. That thing has an end. No matter what way you look at it, you're either going to be in jail, you're going to lose all your stuff, you're going to get robbed, you're going to get murdered, killed, you're going to be locked up for a really long time, man. There is no ending in the drug dealing game that is in your favor. And that's one of the things that I wanted to get away from. I didn't want my son to be born, let alone listen to me have these problems where I'm like worried about whether or not somebody's going to kick door the house. I'm going to get raided by the DEA, which ended up happening. And I didn't want that to happen again. And all of my weed and all of my money taken. I didn't want that. I knew I wanted something different. And the pressure was real. The pressure was so real. So during this time frame, I felt like I could have gotten off of the ground a lot faster had I would have known how to turn that pressure into peace. And this is the thing. Most people, when they go through problems, the first thing that they identify is, how can I make this problem worse? Not better, but worse. Because the mind plays a trick on you. You see, when you have a problem, you begin amplifying that problem and you make it worse. You're like, okay, how can this problem not get better? You say, what direction can this go even further in the wrong way? And because of that, you knock yourself down. You put yourself in this box where it's like, there's no growth, there's no belief, there's no faith, which are the most driving factors in what it is to become successful in this world. If you don't have growth, if you don't have faith, if you don't trust yourself to get yourself out of this hole, then you're never going to see it through, because you have to believe in you first. I damn sure wasn't getting belief from outside sources the way that I wanted to. My mentors somewhat believed in me, but even then they had doubts because they saw I was still selling weed. And my spouses, my brothers, my sisters, as much as I love them still today, I will never speak negatively about them. I was born into the best family. I'm very proud of the family that I have. Okay. But if there's anything that I can tell you from just experience, a lot of the negativity and disbelief came from people that were blood and people that were really close to me. And a lot of it, you know, was like, man, Q thinks he's this shit. Like this Q thing is going to start flipping houses. You know, who the fuck do you think you are? And I shit you not. It was very trying. It was trying on my mental health, because I showed this real estate thing to my brother and he said, you know what, Q, I want to see you do it first. I showed this real estate thing to my big sister and she said, this sounds like a scam, dude. I showed it to my mom even, who's believed in me even when I wanted to sell weed. She said, Mijo, you're going to be the best weed seller in the world. And even she thought that this was fucking crazy. She thought that this was something outside of the spectrum of what was real that people were doing. Wholesaling real estate, flipping house without using any money. Most of you guys that listen to my podcast, you all believe that, that you can flip a house without using any money. There are people that are going to come into your life that are going to knock you off that high horse. And when you are able to calculate those things from happening, you are able to understand that what is being said is for you. It's not just to you. If somebody doesn't believe in you, the best way to turn pressure into peace is by driving those negative thoughts, those doubts, and those emotions into massive, indestructible productivity that drives you in the direction that you actually want to go for yourself. And this is something that is real. This is real, y'all. Like, most people, when they get hit with negativity, it's either going to come internally or externally from outside forces, from people whose opinions, in our minds, for whatever reason, we validate over our own, over what we feel that God can give to us. And so during that time frame, it's like you seek in validation. You're like, man, I know that this works. I think that it works. And I, as a matter of fact, I want to ask my family if they believe that it works. I want to ask my closest friends if they believe that it works. And then you take their opinions into consideration. And 9 times out of 10, none of them have the same vision. None of them believe that they can make millions of dollars the way that you are sitting there listening to this podcast now, that you carry that belief. How many times, if you were to really think back on it, that you were like, man, I'm going to do this. And it was like the devil sent somebody to you to try to knock you off that high horse. How many times? I promise you, you can count on both hands. And it sucks. It sucks. It's the worst part of being in the business. But the way that you do this, guys, is you have to process those emotions by driving them into motion. If the more that you sit there with all of that negativity, the more that you sit there with all of those doubts, that shit becomes your reality. Then you start doubting yourself. Ain't nobody should have that type of power of authority over you when you already give it to yourself. Dude, I doubt myself all the fucking time. I go into the goddamn gym and I feel like I look the same most days, knowing damn well I lost 160 pounds. I go and I look at myself in the mirror before I fall asleep. I have this big ass mirror by my bed. It's, I swear to you, not used for that reason. Most of you guys that are listening to this probably on some kinky ass shit, but like legit, I moved into this house and I just carried the mirror and I set it there and it's been there. So yeah, there's a mirror by my bed. I look at myself every fucking morning when I wake up, and sometimes I'm not happy with how I look. I'm not happy with this outcome. And people feel this way all of the time. If you're listening to this right now and you're getting truth from this, subscribe to this fucking podcast, thumbs up this podcast, leave a review and say, look, I am one of those people that have felt that way. And so guys, when you have these emotions, the wrong thing to do is to just sit there and wallow in it and let that pressure keep you in a box. You have to, at some point in your journey, say, look, Mr. Devil, Mr. Satan, whoever's entering my mind, trying to make me think this way, take these negative emotions, cram them into a fucking box and shove it straight up your fucking ass. Because I promise you, once you get those negative emotions and thoughts out of your mindset and instead use that energy and drive it into something that you know is going to make you a better human, a better leader, a better dad, a better business owner, a better mother, a better parent, whatever you are. Once you master this skill set, it bleeds into everything else in the most positive way that you can possibly imagine. And it's hard. It's gonna be tough. You're gonna be mad. It might not work right away. But if you do this and you practice it in repetition, where you consistently identify these triggers that make you feel like you can't accomplish something, you get better at accomplishing more things on a micro level to create the macro outcome. And so for all of my people that are listening to this right now, the naysayers are going to be there no matter what. That's just a given. A fucking wise man would say, watch out for snakes because you're in the jungle. A smart motherfucker would tell you, dude, be expecting that there are fucking snakes. You're in the goddamn jungle. And that's what entrepreneurship is like. You're in a fucking jungle, man. And so you decided to take this and to that level, and you created that belief that this is something that you could accomplish. Own it for everything that it is, and understand that all of these emotions that you feel, they're all part of the process, but it's to make you a better human. I promise you, when you get to the other side of it, you're going to see a whole new view of life, and it's going to be beautiful. You're going to look at all these problems like, man, they were so small when I was going through it, because at every single level, there's going to be a new devil. And the problems that you have right now, Think about the problems that you had when you were 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. Even in your early 20s, for all my people listening to this in their 30s, or in their 40s, or in their 50s, whatever you're at, I promise you that problem that you had when you were 25, when you were 31, when you were in your 40s, is so fucking irrelevant to what you are going through right now. And so you have to learn to live in the present, live in the moment, not have fear for where you could be going, not have fucking regret on the decisions that you made from what happened in the past, but having gratitude for both ends while living in the present and doing what you can do right now with what you feel, rather than just letting the pressure build on you. And so that, my friends, is how you turn pressure into peace. You do this by having gratitude. You do this by being in constant motion. You do this by driving negative emotions into motion, where you're actually putting them into productive things that are making you better consistently. And I want everybody here to listen to this. Start implementing this every single goddamn day. Begin your days in prayer. Begin your days doing push-ups. Think about how you can be in constant motion that consistently benefits you. And you're going to see another man or another woman on the other side of that bridge. And you're going to be proud that you took that advice. All right. So that's my message for you guys, man. Make sure that you turn that pressure into peace. Love you guys so much. I'll see y'all in the next one. I want to check. No, I-